toxic relationship and advice. See, guys, as I was saying the last time, it was terrible in a way that she was controlling my mind. Even when my daughter would cry, she wouldn't want me to go and see my daughter. She would control every single step of my life. She would not let me breathe. When I go to work, everything. I was calling, you know, it's like until one day I decided, I said, I need to get out. See, that's the most difficult moment when you think about just to move from there, you know, because a lot of us, like me, I was scared to find myself alone. But then you think it's better to find yourself alone than wrongly accompanied. You know, so I was thinking about all that, because Good Samaritan, all those agencies, associations, whoever they are, to help people in distress, such as has, you know, depression, anxiety, breakdown, panic attack, they are not helpful at all. All they were doing is prescribing me pills, which I refuse to take, because if I take pills, that's going to get worse, because I would want to live on it all the time. I would not be able to get rid of all those thoughts, all those experiences, all those bad experiences, I should say, because they were not good experiences at all. So none of them, and I used to be in the police, and even the police department, you know, on the anxiety, depression, whoever they think, the thought they were not helpful at all. So I decided to take things in my own hands. So I was sleeping in the boot of my car, crying basically day and night at work. I was just crying. I didn't have any peace whatsoever. Then one day, until my daughter asked me, please come home, stay with us, don't sleep on the road. Then I decided, I said, okay, fine. But I had this fear. I couldn't go out. I couldn't do nothing. I was sitting in a corner. I couldn't talk to my kids. I couldn't eat. I gained so much weight for not eating, you know, because yes, you can gain weight without eating that much. Okay. So you can Google it and see by yourself, but it was terrible. Then I'm like, okay, fine. So after months, I took the decision to take things in my own hands. So I started going to gym slowly, to go with a strict diet to get my belly down, my weight down. So I was having an espresso in the morning, and I'm not a coffee person. And I was having two cream crackers, dry, without butter, without nothing. I was going to gym slowly. I was waiting that it gets dark a little bit for me to go for a walk, for me not to see people. Just to get used to it, I didn't want to drive. Then I started driving slowly. I was scared of everything, even a phone call. The phone would ring, I would be scared if somebody would raise their voice at me, or if I need to call the council, electricity, or anybody. That would not even harm me. They were harmless, but I was scared that they would harm me. So I started doing everything against my fear. I started meditating. I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a routine. I wake up in the early in the morning, 3 o'clock, meditate, go to gym, and then go to work. I was doing that nearly every single morning, getting my thoughts occupied by other things, work, gym, my kids. You know, during the night, see, I was meditating in the morning, but when I go to sleep during the night, the same way as I focus on a flower or a moon or the universe, I will do exactly the same during the night, but I will not control my breath. Same thing as I do when I meditate. When I meditate, I would take a deep breath, count 1 to 5, 1 to 8, and then I leave a small hole between my lips and exhale slowly. But during the night, I would breathe properly, but I will focus my mind on a flower, on something. So now I got so used to it that when I close my eyes, I see this flower or the universe, I'm gone. I'm blank. I've just got knocked out. I sleep. So I mastered my stress, my anxiety, my panic attack, my depression. I mastered it all. So that's what I'm saying. If you want to leave a message, you want to talk about it, if you live close nearby, we can meet, have a coffee or something, we can. You know, I mastered it, and I would like to share it with somebody else. So I hope this helped you guys, and I will do another video one of those days. Please subscribe, stay tuned. I'll see you later, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.